Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are tuned to Community Radio. That's WERU FM 89.9 Blue Hill, 99.9 Bangor, and streaming online at WERU.org. Happy spring from all of us here at WERU, and especially your bronze-wound co-hosts. That's me, Darwin Davidson, and David Mansky. We are also joined throughout the year with great programming of Marilyn Ryan, Paul Anderson, and Sean Gambrell. It's our great pleasure to bring you what we think is the greatest bluegrass music in the world. Every once in a while, all of the bronze-wound programmers are someplace other than here at WERU World Headquarters, and this is one of those times. The following broadcast was pre-recorded by me a few weeks ago. Pre-recording this edition of Bronze-wound gave me an opportunity to dig into my personal LP collection and find a lot of those early bluegrass albums that we don't listen to often enough. So that's what you're going to hear tonight. Some of the bluegrass performers you may have heard of before, and I know there will be a few that you've never heard of before. And that's one of the great things about Bronze-wound. We're always trying to bring you the best and most interesting bluegrass music we can find. I'm going to be playing 5 LP tracks in a row, and then I'll tell you what they were. And then I'll tell you what the first track of the next set will be. And off we'll go on another 5 LP tracks. The first track of this 5-track set will be Bill Monroe with Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs. The song is Heavy Traffic Ahead, recorded in September 1946. The album is Rounder Special Series number 006, Bill Monroe with Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs, the original bluegrass band. The LP has wonderful liner notes by the bluegrass historian Neil Rosenberg. This track is probably one of the earliest tracks I have in my LP collection. I'll tell you more about the other tracks you will be hearing in this set at the end of the set. So, let the music begin. Here's Bill Monroe with Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs. Heavy Traffic Ahead.
Night when our work is done, we load our music up on the run. Heavy traffic ahead, heavy traffic ahead. We got to ramble, ramble, it's heavy traffic ahead. Special heads down the line, heavy traffic ahead, heavy traffic ahead. We got to ramble, ramble, it's heavy traffic ahead. Around from state to state, the bluegrass boys are never late. Every traffic ahead, every traffic ahead. We got to ramble, ramble, it's heavy traffic ahead. About sundown, you know we've come from some other town. Every traffic ahead, every traffic ahead. We got to ramble, ramble, it's heavy traffic ahead. Our work with a goodwill on Friday night. We head for Nashville. Heavy traffic ahead. heavy traffic good. We got to ramble, ramble, it's heavy traffic good.
fella down from Alabama way. He plays the boogie and he gets all the day. Got an old piano called A to the bar. Picks out the boogie on his old guitar.
It's the mandolin boogie
in a low down way. He can play the boogie, play for me the old day.
Thank you. a walking shivers again. Traveling blues, my friend. Who could say just what went wrong? Could it be we stayed too long? Time to let a brand new song begin. Swore up to the stars above. Thought you were my only love. Now it's down to push and shove again. The walking shoes again. I've got a feeling I'll be keeping those traveling blues, my friend. Tell me that's how love's supposed to be. I've got a feeling I'll be needing these are walking shoes again. I've got a feeling I'll be keeping those traveling blues, my friend.
Wow, some great early bluegrass music there. The first track we heard was Bill Monroe with Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs doing Heavy Traffic Ahead. That was recorded on September 16, 1946, and it's from the album Bill Monroe with Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs, the original bluegrass band. That was Rounder Special Series number 6. We followed that with the Arkansas Sheiks doing Cold Rain and Snow from their album Whiskey Before Breakfast. That was released on Bay Records in 1975. Some of the bluegrass folks who are on that album and that are still very involved in bluegrass music are Kate Brislin, Lori Lewis, and Jody Stecher. Then it was the Armstrong Twins doing Mandolin Boogie from their album Hillbilly Mandolin, released on Arhooly Records in 1975. The song was originally recorded in 1946 when the Armstrong Twins were on KLRA in Little Rock, Arkansas. The fourth track was You Are My Flower, done by Carl Jackson from his album Carl Jackson, Banjo Man, a tribute to Earl Scruggs, and that was released in 1980 on Sugar Hill Records. Last but not least was Liz Meyer doing I've Got a Feelin' from the album Live in Holland, Volume 4, and that was released in 1988 by Strictly Country Records of Holland. Liz was living in Holland and went on to become a major force in bluegrass music in Europe by being very involved.